I'm here with my friend at the Eco Festival, Grant Meikle, and Grant was a guy who told me about this wonderful idea for one of my vegan recipes. And he said, "Oh, what would you basically say? You know, too much bloody cocoa in there, and that peppermint's a piece of crap."
I'm not a strong chocolate fan, so half the amount of chocolate, and equal it with cinnamon, and it'll be just nice. But I still think Jordan's overdone the chocolate a bit too much.
I'm really gonna make that chocolate anemic. You know, I'm really gonna starve the chocolate out of it next time, okay? But apart from, let's just pretend the chocolate was all right. Would you say the cinnamon was about right?
I actually think you sneaked a bit of coffee into one of them too, and I'm allergic to coffee.
I thought of chocolate and cinnamon. It smelled like coffee beans or something to me when I was making it.
Yeah, oh,
I
don't have coffee.
No coffee in it, I swear.
Oh, right. No, the rest of them was fairly good, except for that coffee one that I managed to get hold of.
I'm really sorry to hear that then. There's definitely no coffee in the house, but I'll make sure absolutely next time. But what about your stalls? Like, how are your stalls?
Oh, they're good. We managed to get some good contacts. There's a couple of people there interested in the Hector Dolphins locally, which is awesome. One of them was a school teacher, so I'm going to forward her the WWF school project pack that I have.
And what do you think about the fact that New Zealand, we were one of the ones that didn't sign for one of the nets for the fish killing, you know?
What else do you expect when our Prime Minister's a stockbroker? He's only interested in the short-term gain, not the long-term gain of anything.
Oh, it sounds like you think we should overthrow the government and install you as a dictator for life or something?
Right? Green all the way, I think.
Ah, well, thank you very much for your time, Grant.
Righto, thanks, Jordan. Let's hear that on the internet, are you?